Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
And once you know that, and yet you accurately know that, not like guessing know that, growing your business becomes much more easy. And it's just simple math and simple data and metrics to take the guesswork out of all of it.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 87 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to come hang out with me. We've been talking about sales funnels a little bit here on the show lately, and we're going to continue that discussion here today with Zach Johnson, who's the founder of a company called Funnel Dash. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a mastermind weekend in Laguna Beach, California, just up the road here from San Diego with James Wedmore and others. And Zach was actually one of the speakers during that mastermind weekend. I've actually known him for a little while prior to that weekend, but hearing him talk and what he was, the lessons and the strategies that he was sharing during his presentation really made me realize I've got to have him on the podcast to share those lessons and strategies with all of you here on the show. Prior to founding Funnel Dash, he was with companies like Lead Pages and Entreport, leading their community and growth efforts at those companies. So today, Zach's going to share with you how to avoid three sales funnel mistakes that are killing your profits. And as we get into it, you're going to hear most businesses, including mine, are making many of these mistakes in the business. You're also going to learn what funnel stacking is and how it can double your ROI, what Brad Pitt and marketing attribution have in common. That's a cool story. Why data-driven business decisions are the future of internet advertising. We talk about the three most important metrics that you need to be tracking in your paid traffic and in your business, and a whole lot more here today. I've also put together an action sheet for you. This accompanies today's episode with Zach. This action sheet takes you through immediate actions that you can take right now to avoid the top three marketing blunders that most businesses are making. Taking these actions are going to help you experience more precision, clarity, and confidence in your marketing decisions that you are making on a daily basis in your business. So if you'd like to download your action sheet, just text AOPT87 to 44222. Again, that's AOPT87. Text that to 44222. Or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode over at rickmulready.com/87, and you can download it right there. All right, let's go hang out with Zach. Zach, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
It's going awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we hung out at a mastermind with James Wedmore over the weekend here in Laguna Beach. We're totally geeking out about sales funnels and the mistakes that people are making. And I knew that I wanted to have you on the show here because totally enamored with sort of the the theme of what you're talking about here in your business, and what you presented about to the mastermind over the weekend. But I want to kind of take a step back. You are the founder of Funnel Dash. Tell people about what Funnel Dash is and sort of your role in the company.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having me on, Rick. This is awesome. So Funnel Dash is a new software company I'm kicking off here in Santa Barbara. And it is a business that's really helping online marketers become more data-driven. And so it's ultimately a... we want to basically be the lead pages of dashboards. And we found that the kind of only technology left in the marketing stack that really kind of brings marketers with a blank canvas that isn't really all that helpful is all the analytics and dashboard solutions out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was first getting kind of started with my Facebook ads back in the day and my online advertising, I didn't know like what metrics I should be tracking. I didn't know how to be a data-driven business. I didn't know like what was a good number and a bad number. And so we want to solve that problem by making it easy for people to deploy and get access to their funnel metrics so that they can ultimately, you know, stop guessing their way to revenue growth and scale and start ramping up their funnel and their ads with more clarity, confidence, and precision, really.
Ooh, I like those words. Clarity, confidence, and precision. I like that.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you've been running Facebook ads for a long time. And, you know, I also want to back up too. Like, you just didn't start running Facebook ads and you're founding this amazing data-driven business. I mean, you ran, you know, the marketing of lead pages for a long time. You were at Entreport before that. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at those companies.
Yeah, so I've been online marketing for about 7 years, and most known for running the marketing at those kind of two Inc. 500 companies, where I was ultimately responsible for scaling the funnel, optimizing the marketing funnel, and revenue growth, right? Like new customer acquisition. And the way that I found that worked for me was like, when you have kind of that high pressure, high stakes, like rapid growth kind of expectation in terms of the growth of the company, like you can't afford to miss. Like you can't afford to not hit a revenue goal. You can't afford, you know, to really like play with other people's money. Like especially now when we're working with dozens and dozens of funnels and clients on the services side of the business, like, they don't want to. I mean, it's not like we're playing craps here. They're like, let's take a gamble with Zach and the Funnel Dash team on having them work on their funnel. It's really taking a precise inventory of what's working in their business and what's working in their online advertising and doubling down on that so that you can have consistent, predictable revenue growth. And so that's what I did at those companies. My biggest pain point was, you know, getting up to speed and the education that it took to set up tools like Kissmetrics or Mixpanel or Google Analytics. I mean, it's really tough tools to go and learn. And the way that I've seen this whole industry shift and the way that you educate kind of the online marketer, the newbie, is you have to templatize everything. You got to templatize your landing pages. You got to templatize your automation campaigns. You got to templatize your funnels. And so you can bring something 80% of the way there and allow the marketers to tweak and customize from there. And that's what we want to do with marketing metrics, funnel metrics, and paid media dashboards, is bring it 80% of the way there. You know, do the right integrations, do the right plugins, get people the right metrics so that they know, oh, this is the metric that's actually important for me to be tracking, and this is actually good and or bad. And so that's what the future of Funnel Dash holds.
So you mentioned like this is really the step one, and not only when you start working with a company, but really what all of us entrepreneurs, as we start doing our paid traffic and setting up our funnels and all this other stuff, and we've got to have a way to be able to measure this stuff to know, you know, whether it's working or not. I mean, I have conversations with my students all the time as far as, all right, once your Facebook ads are running, you need to know which stats to look at and sort of what, if there is a baseline, like what you should be expecting with these numbers here. And if they're not there, these are some of the things that you can, you know, use these metrics, use these stats to make educated decisions here. And I think this is exactly what you're talking about. You brought up an example in the presentation over the weekend about working with one customer who is spending quite a bit of money every month on their paid traffic. I think if I remember correctly, it's like $25,000 a month.
Yeah.
And they thought they were getting great results. Like, so I think they had hired an agency or whatever to run everything. They were spending a pretty healthy amount of money every month, thought that they were doing well. And then they came to you guys and you broke it down by, all right, let's build a dashboard, an analytics dashboard, and really truly get to the bottom of these numbers. And,
yep.
And found that, and please fill in the blanks here.
Yeah.
You found that, no, they were not profitable at all. They were just sort of throwing this $25,000 out the window.
Yeah. They were making one of kind of what we call the three funnel metric blunders that we find, like, pretty much 80% of our clients that come to us are at least making one of these funnel metric blunders. And that is marketing blindness, where they are entirely blind and clueless to not knowing their metrics, not knowing what their return on their ad spend was, not knowing the lifetime value of a click, lead, and a sale, not knowing which funnel was actually bringing in the best types of customers, right? The ones that are producing the highest lifetime values in the shortest amount of time. That's a successful marketing funnel, right? And that's one that you want to be investing your paid ads into. And this particular client, they were just so focused on the cost. And I was there myself when I was just getting involved in Facebook ads. All these paid media managers would say, yeah, we could get you opt-ins for $3 or $5. And everybody was happy to tell me what my costs were.
Sure.
But nobody would actually tell me what my revenue was. How much money did I make on a per, like, what was my earnings per click and what was my earnings per lead and per customer? And so that was, answering that question was so difficult, and that's one of the dashboards templates that we have inside of Funnel Dash to help people get more clarity around their funnel metrics. And so, one of the things that we kind of came out with to help people get a better understanding of how well their current funnel is performing is a scorecard, a free scorecard where people could go in, enter in the URLs. Enter in their funnel URLs and authorize their Google Analytics account. Tell us a little bit about their kind of paid traffic strategies, what kind of clicks and leads and customers that they're getting. And if you go to app.funneldash.com/score, you can go and take this funnel scorecard test, and we'll literally rate your funnel from an A all the way down to an F on like how well you're doing by taking a kind of this, adopting this data-driven marketing method that we're trying to kind of bring into the marketplace. And so
that was app.funnel. Say that again.
Yeah, app.funneldash.com/score.
Okay, I nailed it. Okay, cool. That'll be in the show notes for everybody. Okay, yep. So people can go there right now and sort of get this scorecard of what they have going on right now in their business.
Yes, and it'll kind of rate you, it'll give you like, it's kind of like a little credit score, but on how well you're really doing in terms of being a data-driven business with your funnel specifically.
Very cool. Yep. Now, you mentioned three marketing blunders or sales funnel blunders, number one being marketing blindness, which we talked about there with that that client that you were just talking about. What are the other two?
Yeah, the other one is marketing overload, and this one's been around a while. But I think that the ramifications of how it affects of how you run your business have become more apparent when it comes to becoming a data-driven business. And so, marketing overload is where you have so many decisions to make in your business, and there's this thing called decision fatigue, where you literally can't make. Like the more decisions that you make, the rapid decline of the quality of those decisions. And so when you have this marketing technology stack and the industry is becoming, a best of breed technology, you have to make all these decisions around marketing technology. Then you got to make all these decisions around marketing strategy. And really it becomes this this guesswork, right? Like, this is a response to marketing overload is like, hey, I was at this mastermind and somebody said that they should do this, so I'm going to swipe and deploy, or I'm going to copy and paste because I don't have the capacity. I'm overloaded and I can't make the decision for myself of what's right for my business. So I'm going to do what these people tell me to do or just do what they're doing. And that's basically not making a decision. And that's where you get copy and paste results. And a lot of those times, I come from the background of like, I'm not going to put the growth and the revenue and the profitability of my business in the hands of somebody else. I want to own that. And so I want to know the metrics and I want to know what is best for my business based off of real data. And when you actually can let the numbers speak for themselves and let the numbers dictate your decisions, it takes a lot of that overload away, and you don't really have to do a lot of guesswork and a lot of research of what is everybody else doing out there. You just can let the numbers dictate your decisions, which can be really freeing.
Yeah. So let's, before we get to the third blunder there, I want to kind of follow up on that. So let's just say you have a very basic dashboard and some basic metrics that people are looking at. Number one, give us just some sort of basic metrics that people might be looking at, and then based on what they're seeing, how that might dictate the type of action that they take. Because I love how we're talking about overload. I mean, that's one of the biggest, I think it's the biggest piece of feedback that I receive from students and readers and listeners of the show here is that there's so much going on. I mean, we're all being bombarded by so many different ideas and the next shiny object and stuff, and it's like overwhelm and not sure what to focus on. But I love the approach that you're taking here, Zach, as far as, look, use the numbers to tell you, these are the exact metrics that to tell you what's going on in your business. Use these numbers, use these results to make educated decisions on what you should be doing next. So can you kind of give us like a real life example?
Yes, absolutely. And this is a common mistake we see quite a bit is people get focused on these internet marketing vanity metrics like landing page conversion rate. It's a great one. It's an important one, but a lot of times, it's a supplementary metric, right? The metric that we go by is click, lead, and customer lifetime value. Our definition of a good marketing funnel is one that produces the highest lifetime values in the shortest amount of time. So you can, treat your marketing funnel like an investor and put a dollar in and know with confidence that you're investing in the right stock and in the right funnel and the right traffic source that you're going to get consistent returns, at least $3 out. And so when you have a, marketing funnel that could be producing, really great landing page conversion rates, really great organic traffic sources, but your and this is like one that we see all the time is clients missing upsells and downsells in their marketing funnels, and they stay focused on that core offer and that core offer and that core offer, and they don't deploy a strategy that we call is funnel stacking, where you might have one funnel that's maybe only generating $2 or $3 in revenue per email address within a 30-day period. Mm-hmm. But if you had a second webinar funnel or a second four-part video series that 90% of the leads that are going through that funnel and saying no, you could drop into that next funnel, and that next funnel generated an additional $2 in revenue per email just within 30 days. Then you just doubled the lifetime value of a lead by deploying a strategy called funnel stacking. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of funnel stacking, and this brings us to kind of the second part of the vision I have for Funnel Dash, which is there's so many software companies out there that will build you great tools, but they'll kind of leave you hanging in terms of you can get raped and pillaged in terms of the whole certification community and the consultants and certified vendors of of these software companies that will charge you $100, $200, $300 an hour just because they know how to use a tool.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily know anything about marketing. And so we want to create a better experience in ecosystem for the future of Funnel Dash. And we want to actually be a software with a service where once we can take a data, help a client become a data-driven business and set them up with our proven dashboard templates, you know, they'll have the option to work with a data-driven marketing team that can take them through this four-step process of architecting and scaling and optimizing these data-driven sales funnels so they can kind of put a dollar in and get at least $3 out with their online ads. And so we want to help them through that, right? With the service as well as the software piece.
You mentioned click, lead, and customer lifetime value. If someone's sort of putting together sort of their own dashboard, maybe it's with Google Analytics and maybe the stats they're getting out of Ads Manager for Facebook ads or something like that. What could they do just to sort of put this together themselves if that's what they want to do?
Yeah. So the done for you way of doing this is actually quite a pain. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of kind of hacks that you could do this. One that we did kind of out of the gate was you'd have to kind of pull a support ticket with your Infusionsoft or Entreport or whatever, and they would show you kind of how to create custom fields in your CRM. Mm-hmm. And then in those custom fields, you would have to create a custom field for each UTM parameter. So now I'm going to get really technical here, every single link that you create for your website and your Facebook ads and your blog should have a UTM tracking link on it. And this is the key, right? This is the keys to what we call marketing attribution, and I'll explain a little bit about what marketing attribution is and how it relates to the Oscars and Brad Pitt here in a second, because I love that analogy, and it'll simplify this for everybody.
Awesome.
But
okay.
UTM parameters, you can Google it. Google has a URL builder. But if you ever click on an ad, and you ever see those like long strings up at the top, and it typically says UTM source equals Facebook, and the campaign equals like webinar funnel, and the term equals digital marketer audience or whatever. Well, those are all trackable links so that you can ultimately come back and look at which of those terms and campaigns and sources produce the best results for you. So the way you'd have to do this on your own right now is you'd have to actually, one, set up all those links on your own, and then two, you'd have to actually merge them into your entire CRM, and then you'd have to export that data on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, or create a lot of different saved reports for each of those UTM sources and then manually compare them. So that's just the beginning.
Right. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's just for what we call a kind of a one-way attribution. And so the reason why those links are so important is because marketing attribution is what tells the whole story. So that's a little bit about what you have to do to kind of do this kind of out of the gates.
Okay.
Very, very difficult, very challenging. That's, you know, kind of what we're trying to solve here with Funnel Dash. And
yeah.
The other part of the story is marketing attribution. And so I hear, we heard this this saying quite a bit this weekend, actually, at the Mastermind. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, I did a $80,000 launch, and I only spent like $1,000 on Facebook ads. And I just got huge returns, and I'm like killing it on Facebook ads. And come to find out, like, really, the bulk of their results was coming from, you know, their blog or their Instagram or their email account or whatever.
Yep.
And so that's just like poor, what we call marketing attribution. And so the best analogy that we've come up with to explain the importance of, you know, marketing attribution is like, when Brad Pitt like accepts his, you know, Oscars or Academy Awards, and he's giving his speech, right? And he's thanking like his mom for, you know, raising him and, you know, giving birth to him. And then he's thanking, you know, his wife, Angelina Jolie. He's giving like credit to two different women in his life. The first one, which is his mom, who's basically like the first click. She like, he wouldn't exist without her. And then Angelina Jolie, who's basically like the one that is shaping him and molding him and actually like, you know, got him to show up to the actual Oscars itself, right, and has the bulk of the overall responsibility. And so we see this all the time where people are like given out the wrong attribution or giving the wrong credit to the wrong things.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you make $100,000 in your business next month, knowing exactly, precisely where that $100,000 came from and who do you owe the credit to, who do you owe the thank you to, and once you know that, and yet you accurately know that, not like guessing know that, growing your business becomes much more easy. And it's just simple math and simple data and metrics to take the guesswork out of all of it.
And that was the third. I love that. I love, you know, I was like, I remember you mentioned Brad Pitt over the weekend, and I honestly couldn't remember the example that you were using here. So yeah, like Brad Pitt at the Oscars, I took a note here. What Brad Pitt and marketing attribution have in common? I love that. So that's the third sales funnel blunder. Is that right?
The third sales funnel blunder really is around a marketing lockdown.
Okay. Okay.
And marketing lockdown is really where you don't, you're overwhelmed, you're scared to make decisions, you don't know what the right data is, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where you don't know who's responsible for a first click or the last click, and you don't know, you're not confident in your marketing decisions. So what do? We freeze. We don't make decisions. We choose not to work with particular vendors or service providers. We choose not to buy certain tools because you're scared you're going to make a mistake. And so we freeze. And then you just see your kind of account balance in your business just like slowly dissipate because you're in marketing lockdown. And having a simple dashboard and taking a data-driven approach can give you the confidence that you need to ultimately step out of that kind of place of fear and just scared and ultimately start making decisions that are ultimately produce bigger and bigger ROIs for your business.
Yeah, I love what you said here, Zach, as far as and I actually made a note of it up here at the time just a couple of minutes ago, where you said, talking about marketing lockdown, marketing attribution, once you know these numbers, once you have a better understanding to the number of what's going on in your business, as you mentioned, if you make $100,000 next month, you can look at exactly where, you know, the biggest contributing factors were for that $100,000, then growing that and scaling that becomes that much easier because
yes,
you know exactly what was working and what wasn't working. That way you can put your resources and your efforts into the right things.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. I love talking about this stuff. You said you're working on coming out with some dashboards there at Funnel Dash. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we are coming out with some a solution called Funnel Dash. And we have a program right now called the Funnel Dash Academy as well. And and that's where we're educating businesses on how to become more data-driven. And we're giving them the six core funnel templates that they need, you know, to just take care of the whole funnel building, like get done with your funnel already. Like, mm-hmm. Let's actually start to scale it. Let's get some data and start to make some decisions off of it. I'm just kind of sick of hearing about people building funnels and building funnels, but not scaling them and optimizing them.
Right,
so,
right.
So we have, template marketing funnels. We've got all kinds of video trainings to walk you through our four-part process of kind of scaling, you know, marketing funnels and whatnot. And we teach about it on a workshop and a video series on how to become a data-driven business. And you go to funneldash.com and check that out and learn that out. But you'll hear about it even more very, very soon.
Okay. Awesome. Funneldash.com. I want to make sure that I linked it up in the show notes, because this is the type of stuff I think we were talking about before we hit record. I mean, you mentioned the words the future of internet advertising, and that's a pretty bold statement, but that's really true, because if we are talking about what we were just talking through as far as knowing what your numbers are and using those numbers to make educated decisions for resources and efforts in your business, it all that scaling becomes that much easier to grow your business. Yep. So it really is the future.
And the internet. And the, you know what the past of internet marketing has been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old school way of internet marketing has really been driven by what I call these gunslinging kind of shoot from the hip gurus, right? Where I'm going to do a launch, I'm going to get my kind of my buddies from the country club or the old school buddies or like my six JV partners, we're going to do a seven-figure launch. And as kind of affiliate marketing has its limitations on some businesses and scale, you'll start to see people being more and more reliant on paid advertising, and you'll see why the data-driven marketer is ultimately going to start to outperform a lot of these, you know, shoot-from-the-hip gurus in the future of online marketing. And we hope that Funnel Dash helps perpetuate that so we can kind of see a new wave of up-and-coming online marketers have success, you know, much more quickly.
Yeah, I think the saying, and I forget, you might know who to attribute this to, but they said that, you know, the person who's going to win in this game is the one who can put the most money into your paid traffic. But in order to do that, you've got to know what your numbers are. So if you know that your customer, you know, your lifetime value of the customer's, let's just say $150, and you're spending, you know, $5 a lead, all right, do that all day long because you know those numbers. But to your point and to this whole conversation here, if we don't know those numbers, we can't keep, you know, logically and intelligently keep pouring money into the funnel there when you really don't know what the lifetime value is. You really don't know. You're kind of doing it blindly here. So yep. To your point, the future of this is knowing exactly what your numbers are so that you can put in the money, and you know you're getting, like as you mentioned before, $2, $3, $4, $5 out on the other end.
Correct. You got it.
Awesome.
Nailed it.
Love it. All right, Zach, funneldash.com. Everybody go check that out. I'll make sure to link that up in the show notes for the episode today. We got the three sales funnel marketing marketing blindness, marketing overload, and marketing lockdown. And we also talked a lot about marketing attribution and funnel stacking and so forth. Zach, as always, thank you so much for coming on here. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks so much, Rick, and look forward to hearing from you more and more of your crowd.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Zach. Really good episode here today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I put together an action sheet for you that accompanies today's episode here with Zach. This action sheet takes you through immediate actions that you can take to avoid the top three marketing blunders that most businesses are making that Zach took us through here today. Taking these actions are going to help you experience more precision, clarity, and confidence in your marketing decisions. Everything that we talked about here today. So to download your action sheet, just text AOPT87, that's AOPT87, to 44222. Text AOPT87 to 44222, or you can go over to the show notes page for today's episode at rickmulready.com/87, and you can download it right there. Also, Zach let me know after our interview here today that his team over at Funnel Dash are doing a free workshop that he wanted to invite you all to. It's called The Future of Internet Marketing and Why the Data-Driven Marketer Will Always Outperform Shoot-from-the-Hip Guess Gurus. I like that title. Plus, you're going to get three of their top-performing funnel maps that you can use today in your business. So I've got a URL for you where you can register for that workshop. So grab a pen, write this down, or take a quick note here. It's lp.funneldash.com/workshop. lp.funneldash.com/workshop. And I'll be sure to link that up over on the show notes page, rickmulready.com/87. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Coming up in the next episodes, we're going to be talking about Facebook video ads. I've got another Facebook ads Q&A episode coming up and a whole lot more coming your way. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.